Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
According to Newsday, parents pay, on average, $15 to $20 an hour for babysitters, $10 to $13 an hour if they're teenagers that are watching the kids, and $25 if they have four or more children, which seems fair, because I don't, that is a lot to handle.
You mean $25 or more if they have four kids that they're watching for them in the house?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, legit, the price has got to go up. The more and more kids you add to it, the price has got to go up.
It's Anna and Raven. You think you have to pay more if you have pets?
Yes.
You think so?
It depends on the pets. I mean, if you have like a senior dog, right, who's just going to walk from his bed and then sit on your lap and make your night more enjoyable, then no, you really don't have to pay more for that. But if you got like big Labradors that are running in and they're knocking stuff over with their tails or they're, you know, body slamming the kid, that type of thing, yeah, you got to pay for all that, man. Of course you do.
I'm always fascinated by how much people pay for their babysitters because, you know, I deal with this. This is like my life. And it's always that awkward conversation where it's like, okay, like, how much should I pay them?
Do you negotiate with them before they arrive?
Yeah,
or do you wait and see if your kid made it through the night when you get home to decide how you pay them?
No, you have to have it set before. You can't just surprise the babysitter and be like, guess what? I'm only going to pay you $12 an hour.
Right, because what if they're like, you know what? I'll put that kid right back. I'll put that kid right back where I had him.
Taking your kid with me.
In the condition that they were in, I'll put that kid right back there.
So my pay scale falls in line with this. I have a 16-year-old. I pay her $13 an hour, but my math is really bad. So I round up to 15 because I can't figure out.
You do the same thing when you tip,
Which
is nice. So some people get the benefit of that.
Yeah, but then I have my babysitter / nanny that watches the girls a couple days a week, and she's
so this is
a
trained 20. Individual.
Yeah, she, you know,
like she has a license.
20, she has a college degree. Like she's going to grad school. She gets $20 an hour.
Okay,
right, which is pretty good money when I think you think about it.
All right, I guess. I mean, if you have a degree, you definitely have to pay people more.
Even if they're babysitting, though.
Give me a list. I'll tell you what to pay people right now.
All right,
I'll give you a list right now.
Raven, how much do you pay the babysitter if your kid is a hider? Now, there's these kids that as soon as the babysitter comes in, they want to play hide and go seek. But really, it's just tormenting the babysitter because they're just going to hide.
Right.
And then you're scared that the kid has escaped and there may be a call to 911.
They're doing this to keep you there at the house. Mm-hmm. That kid gets nothing extra. That's a $13 right there. That's going to be my baseline price because the hider... What do you really have to do? Once the parents walk out, you just stop looking for them.
That's so mean.
You make sure the doors are locked. You monitor the Ring system. The kid's in the house.
You
it's
just
fine.
Let him hide?
Yeah. The kid locks himself in a storage closet. It's his own fault.
Raven, how much do you pay the babysitter if the kid is a biter? Oh. You know.
Listen.
You know they exist. First of all, my heart goes out to you if you're a parent of a biter. I know. A couple of my friends are mom biter kids.
What?
It is a terrible, terrible thing.
How can you even hire a babysitter if your kid is a biter? Like, you can't take your dog to the vet if he won't wear a muzzle if he bites.
You can't put a muzzle on a child.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess $18. I'll go $18 on that. $18 for the biter.
Yeah.
You know, and they gotta know self-defense.
Dakota.
All right? 'Cause you do a swim move. You can just push that kid right off.
Wait, it was so funny. My 1-year-old, Dakota, her teeth came in all at once over the last month and a half.
And now she's biting
people?
And now
she has six. So the other day, she was sitting behind me on the couch, and all of a sudden, like my love handle,
right.
She just took a big chunk.
Ow!
I was like,
right? Did it hurt?
Yeah, and she just started laughing. One more thing. There's one thing if you have a kid that's a biter or a hider, but what if you're babysitting for the parents that always call and text, and they say, can they stay out later? Because I'm that person.
Oh, so there's going to be an overtime. There's the regular rate,
right.
And then there's overtime rate.
Oh.
And overtime rate is time and a half. So I'm going to go right now and say, if you're paying that person $18, that just jumped to $27 right there. Time and a half, man.
I'm really interested. I'm shocked by how good you were at math. You were able to figure that out.
Gotta get that money.
I would have been like, 30. Okay.
That's the best. That's why it's good working for you.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.